This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bitcoin's been holding relatively steady this week, just a touch above $20,000, which, depending on when you bought in, is either terrible or not so bad. But crypto, broadly speaking, has been having a rough time. Yes, in pricing terms, obviously. Also, though, in general, is it really worth it terms? The economic term of art is externalities, the costs that crypto imposes on all of us, even if we're not buying it. And Exhibit A today is a bill in New York State waiting for the governor's signature that would be the country's first statewide moratorium on repurposing fossil fuel-burning power plants into crypto mining operations. Walls of computers that those miners use to earn Bitcoin and all the rest of it. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports now from Western New York.
It's late morning in Penn Yan, New York, a town on Seneca Lake, the largest of the state's majestic Finger Lakes.
I'm just going to grab these life jackets.
Resident Kim Holtzman has invited me on a kayak ride. We started her place on the lakeshore and paddled north. Seneca Lake has been part of Holtzman's life since she started coming to camp here as a child.
It just means the world to me, the Finger Lakes. It's where I met my husband. Many of my friends are from here.
Holtzman and her husband moved here full-time about 2 years ago.
It's beautiful, and Greenwich has changed that for us.
Greenwich is Greenwich Generation, the lakeside power plant in nearby Dresden that Holtzman and I are heading towards, a half-hour paddle from her house. Just ahead of us, there's a giant metal tube that juts out over part of the lake from shore.
We're going to go under. Let's see how we do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we are going to have to duck a little bit.
The plant depends on this tube to take in water from the lake. It uses it to cool its equipment, and then the water is discharged back in, warmer than before. Holtzman and neighbors worry that harms the wildlife here. They also don't like the noise.
At night, when it's quiet, you can hear a low rumbling all the time.
For decades, this facility burned coal to generate electricity until it was shut down in 2011 for good, neighbors thought. 3 years later, an out-of-state private equity firm bought the plant and converted it to burn a different fossil fuel, natural gas. Today, much of that energy is being used to mine crypto.
All of a sudden, it became Bitcoin.
A spokesperson for the Greenwich plant says it's a model for meeting strict environmental standards while creating new jobs. William Talton holds one of those jobs. He commutes from an hour away in Rochester, New York, to work as the plant's data center crypto lead.
The opportunity that it gave me and my family was amazing, not only financially, but just the opportunity to experience, you know, what is looking like the future with the cryptocurrency and things like that.
But opponents argue the plant's air and thermal pollution is harming the region's agritourism industry, which draws millions of visitors and billions of dollars each year. The bill New York lawmakers just passed would enact a 2-year moratorium to block crypto miners from repurposing plants like Greenwich, although existing facilities could keep operating. Assemblymember Anna Kellis sponsored the bill.
It basically is saying, hands off our fossil fuel-based power plants that are retired in New York State.
Kellis says the crypto industry's intense energy use will make it harder for New York State to meet its stated plan of getting to net zero by 2050.
It is literally going to send us in the wrong direction from our climate goals, which is to get off of fossil fuels.
Crypto industry groups warn restrictions like the moratorium could drive crypto investors and jobs away from New York. John Olson is with one such group called the Blockchain Association.
New York would be the only state with a moratorium on the books. And I think that sends a very, you know, negative signal to an industry that is basically being welcomed elsewhere.
As she deliberates, Governor Kathy Hochul has been criticized for taking money from the crypto industry. Abby Buddington is a Seneca Lake resident organizing against Greenwich.
It's time for her to stand with New Yorkers and not with the crypto billionaires that are helping to fund her campaign and her lieutenant governor's campaign.
Hochul's office said in a statement that political donations have no influence on government decisions. She has until December to make a decision. In Penn Yan, New York, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.